This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There is no state in the country with more that is more anti-gun than California with a K. Pretty much everything that is being pushed at the state and federal level is something that California has had for years at this point. To make matters worse, they're pushing more all the time. But recently there was arrest. It was quite illustrative of the absolute failure of that gun control. The Merced County Sheriff's Office said it arrested a felon in possession of guns after he fired a gun during an argument with a roommate. They arrested 41-year-old Merced County resident Francisco Gonzalez on Friday after responding to a report of a disturbance between roommates and shots fired at the 4,000 block of North Highway 59. Authorities said deputies spoke with the victim and learned that Gonzalez threw water at the victim during an argument. In retaliation, the victim threw mouthwash into Gonzalez's eyes, according to the news release. This is an incredibly creative argument, isn't it? According to Deputy Darrell Allen, the victim spoke with deputies after leaving the home where the argument occurred. Gonzalez was located at a nearby residence in the 4,000 block of North Highway 59, and deputies recovered a .380 caliber handgun, as well as a fully automatic AR-15 rifle. Now, first things first. Looking at the charges filed against him, this was not a fully automatic AR-15 rifle. He was booked on charges of suspicion of discharging a firearm in a negligent manner, felon in possession of a firearm, felon in possession of ammunition, child endangerment likely to cause great bodily harm, and possession of an assault weapon. If he had been in possession of a full auto weapon, we would hear about the ATF going to this one. They'd be checking this against the rolls of the fully automatic weapons in the hands of civilians against the NFA registry list. So, if he had a machine gun, we would have seen him charged with having a machine gun. But that was not in the charges. The possession of an assault weapon is a state-level law that applies to semi-automatic weapons like the AR-15. But Gonzalez is a convicted felon. He couldn't pass a background check to save his life. But California with a K requires a background check for every gun purchase, whether it is a private gun purchase. They have universal background checks, as they call it. So what happened? Well, they don't tell us. But like I said before, there's no state Francisco Gonzalez could go to and pass a background check, not legally. That means he broke the law in some way, shape, or form to obtain those guns. So did whomever sold them to him. So my guess is that these were obtained off the black market, either through an initial straw buy or were stolen guns that hadn't shown up as stolen. Either way, they were not obtained in any legitimate fashion. You know, all those sorts of things that all those gun control laws are meant to prevent, those things. In the meantime, law-abiding citizens have to jump through hoops to purchase a gun. If they want a handgun, they have to choose from an ever-shrinking list of options. In California, they have this. They have the list, the DOJ, California DOJ approved list, which a manufacturer has to submit their gun to them. They have to have micro stamping on them, which is just a genius thing. The firing pin. The tip of the firing pin has a microscopic number on it somehow, or some, I don't know how to put it on there. However it is, because it's on metal when it's striking the primer, it starts to rub it down. Also, if I wanted to be a rampage killer and operate in more than one place, I would just go to a range where people go to practice and pick up a lot of those brass casings for the gun I'm going to use for my rampage killings and have somebody else's micro-stamped ammo on it, and then I would just throw that all over the crime scene. Rifles like the AR-15s are a huge issue, with California working to make it virtually impossible to purchase one. And all of these laws get in the way of the average man or woman who has never committed a crime. And yet, Francisco Gonzalez had a handgun and an AR-15 in his possession, despite his status as a felon. And I can tell you right now, this looks right. This looks like a black market, because criminals don't go, when they're looking for a gun, they're not going to somebody going, yeah, I want a Glock 19. Yeah, I want a Springfield Armory. They're just, I want a gun. And, you know, to get one or, and work around their status as a felon, they have to take pretty much what they can get. So, if somebody could tell me again why gun control is supposed to be a good idea, because I just don't get it. I guess they're probably lucky that what did he do? He threw water. I would love. I don't know what Mr. Guns. If he was a felon, if he was a convicted felon, I'm sure that he had done something felonious. He doesn't sound exactly like the prototypical mad dog killer. He was throwing water, and the victim was throwing mouthwash back at him. What kind of a fight was this? Gun control stops nothing. Gun control prevents nothing. Gun control slows down you as a regular citizen, law-abiding citizen who should be able just to walk into any gun shop you want and buy whatever it is you want to carry, to be part of, you know, like the militia. This is the, you know, that's the problem. That's the problem. So when we get back, I'm going to, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the whole climate change thing. Just because the climate change thing would be something we would have to militia up for. Climate change, single payer, a lot of things that, you know, we would have to take up arms for, because this is all about controlling you. Gun control, and, you know, remember this part of it. Gun control is not it controls nothing except your behavior. It's prohibiting or inhibiting your behavior where you would think you need to buy a gun or want to buy a gun. And that slows you down. In some cases, you have to wait an extraordinary amount of time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, this is the best gun stock you've ever seen. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Probably never heard of Barnaby Joyce, but he's been twice the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia, from February 2016 to October 2017, and then from December 2017 to February 2018. During both terms, he served as leader of Oz's National Party, which frequently allies with the country's biggest conservative party called the Liberal Party. The National Party was formerly known as the Country Party, and it represents the farmers and the grazers and other rural residents. Like the United States, Australia has a contingent that is agitating to, you know, reduce CO2 emissions in the name of saving the planet. As the Deputy Prime Minister serving in coalition under the leadership of warmest true believer Malcolm Turnbull, Joyce could not speak his mind because of those interests. But now Australia has a new Liberal Conservative government following federal elections last May, and the margin of victory attributed by most observers to the opposition by Scott Morrison, the new leader of the Liberals, to closing a major coal mine. And Barnaby Joyce became a backbencher when all this happened. So in that capacity, Joyce is answerable only to his constituents in rural New South Wales. As columnist Andrew Bolt put it, former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce is now a backbencher and can finally tell the truth about the global warming scare. On his Facebook page, he wrote, "The very idea that we can stop climate change is barking mad. Climate change is inevitable, as geology has always shown. These are the views of New Zealand lecturer of geology, David Shelley. Person vastly more competent than me and the flotilla of others telling the kids the world is going to end from global warming. Central theme of David Shelley's analysis is that sea levels are rising and have been for thousands of years and will fall during the next ice age, which is expected about now, give or take 1,000 years. When the ice age does arrive, temperatures will drop around 10 degrees. A warmer planet will be a disconsolate chronicle, and many, 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 maybe most, will die from starvation, as is the usual experience of man or beast in previous ice ages. The weather is going to brutally win, the population problem, and the Parliament of Australia has no power against it. One may suggest that warmer weather is the better problem of the two. One of the few graces of being on the backbench is you can be honest with what your views really are. I believe this is one of the greatest policy phantoms, the misguided and quite ludicrous proposition that Australia can have any effect on the climate. If we could, we should be the first to make it rain, and more importantly, stop the reoccurrence of any ice age anytime in the coming millennium. But politics takes politics to the absurd. We have to absolutely affirm that our domestic settings can deal with a proposition which is stated quite clearly, by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that in climate research and modeling, we should recognize that we're dealing with a coupled nonlinear chaotic system, and therefore that the long-term prediction of future climate states is not possible. You don't get the feeling when you listen to the political propaganda or the supporting lobbyists that there is any doubt about our capacity to fix the climate problem. I do get the feeling that you will be tried for heresy if you dare question the zeitgeist, so you basically have to lie about your honest assessment of what the hell we're doing to our economy, standard of living, our basic rights, and the real future of our children. Today, more than in the past, the political debate is set within a predetermined paradigm. Participants cannot argue outside their preset boundaries. Maybe it is overly cynical, but I believe the promotion of the primacy of the state over the individual is very well served by the apparent necessity of climate policy. Private property rights are removed by the implementation of vegetation laws because of climate action. State will limit your access to electricity because of climate action. You will drive an electric car because of climate action. You will divest the nation of its largest export because of climate action. rather than state there's no prospect whatsoever that any action of ours, most likely of anyone else, will have any effect whatsoever on the trajectory climate is on. We haven't said the congenial narrative that we are all trying to make the world get cooler, but one path or the other path is a better alternative of cooling policies. And we will do this by shutting down all of our power stations, replacing them with windmills, and rejiggering our nation away from our largest exports of mining and agricultural resources to carbon-neutral tourism and the knowledge economy. Australia will be the catalyst to a global epiphany, and the totalitarian Chinese regime will follow our lead because of our righteousness, followed but then by India and then finally by the United States. No, I don't think that will happen. I hate to say it, but I doubt the majority of people on the planet give a toss about the Paris Agreement. I would be amazed if 1% of the planet could competently explain it. I will make one prediction. After this is published, it will be promptly followed by the remnants of the traditional media in furious pursuit of my heresy. Questions will be asked by the Fourth Estate, and high-octane derision will issue forth from the climate change actionistas. No doubt I will be accused of not knowing what I am talking about, and when it comes to predicting the weather more than a fortnight or so out, that is true. But of those who ask the questions, will any of them truly understand what on earth they are talking about? You know, recently, and I don't remember, maybe it was in Oregon, but one of, I think, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff was telling somebody in Portland, I think it was, that the real reason for the Green New Deal had nothing to do with the weather and was more about the economy. It was more about wealth redistribution. And that's all it's about. We can't change the climate. We're not in charge of the climate. If we were in charge of the climate, wouldn't we be doing something to be in charge of the climate? All these areas where they can't grow crops, wouldn't we be doing something about that? I think the climate is in charge of the climate, and I think very shortly it's going to show. And I'm sure that everything that happens will be chalked up to climate change. And they will be half right. But the part where they're trying to say that we caused it, that'll be where they lose me. That'll be where they lose me. And just remember this about climate change. Climate change is meant to enslave you. It's meant to take your money. It's meant to take everything that you do. And it's, in order to get to climate change where they can have it their way, they got to disarm you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the strong economy. During a speech at an aerospace plant in Milwaukee, the president says U.S. manufacturing is thriving. Wisconsin resident Brian Smith was one of those who lined the streets to greet the president.
It's not every day that the president comes to your town, so I made an opportunistic, I was out here, so yeah, I made it happen.
And a cool feeling for you.
Absolutely. Saw him wave.
That audio courtesy of today's TMJ4 in Milwaukee. ICE officers will begin deportation raids this weekend on about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders. Chris Wilson worked for Senator Ted Cruz and now is a Republican pollster. He reminds us,
there will be far fewer than the Obama administration deported. Now, that's not me being critical of anyone in that situation, the Obama administration or the Trump administration.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. All right, I've been dying to say this all week. I know this is not necessarily about guns. By the same token, you know, when I was a younger man, 23 to be precise, when I was a younger man, I joined the military, and then I gave the military the next 7 years of my life, the best parts of my 20s. Okay? In order to safeguard this country, I really believed that when I did it. Now, later on, of course, I got a little more jaded, but that was my motivation for joining. That's what I did. So, while I sit around sometimes and I wonder about what goes on in the mind of some Americans, I thought enough of America and its inhabitants to give you my youth. And I volunteered. So, segue to today. We just won the World Cup. The United States ladies won the World Cup, and we should salute them for winning the World Cup. The TV ratings are great. Everybody's happy about this. Does this translate to more people that are going to watch women play soccer in the United States? I don't know, maybe. But women's pro soccer has not been good at selling tickets. But by the same token, not everybody's happy about this. I'm not happy, and lots of people I've heard from are not happy. First thing is that the tournament showed that international women's soccer is a total mismatch. There, in other words, there's not enough good women's soccer teams in the world. Right now, the U.S. is obviously the queen of soccer and will only get better because our young women have more resources. On that point, our ladies showed no class at all, very little class, like when they pounded Thailand 13-0. Secondly, someone should remind the ladies that they are wearing the U.S. uniform, not the Blue States uniform. They should show respect for U.S. fans who don't like to see the flag disrespected. And in particular, there's the outspoken Megan Rapinoe, who thinks she was put on this planet to talk politics. Players wearing the American flag on their jerseys also have distinct views about the nation they represent, which they see as the values most important to take a stand for, draw attention to, and speak out about. 28 members of the United States women's team have joined in a lawsuit arguing that the U.S. Soccer Federation is in violation of the Equal Pay Act, since the women's teams make a fraction of the men's team, even though they play more games and have drawn in more viewers in recent years. Now, Megan Rapinoe, considered the heart and soul, if you will, of the U.S. squad, does not participate in the national anthem in solidarity with former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Additionally, the team has offered their support of LGBT rights, which many of the United States players and coaches themselves belonging in the LGBT communities. That sounds like a team that comes that's representing America. Does Megan Rapinoe, besides being in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick, does she know why he was doing what he was doing? Does she know why? So, let the ladies go anywhere they please, from New York to the halls of Congress. Let them take shots at Trump. Let's hope the sponsors of the U.S. Soccer Federation remind the players that they sell lots of merchandise and products in the whole country, not just L.A. and San Francisco. And should they go to the White House? I don't care if Megan Rapinoe goes to the White House. Here's the thing about Colin Kaepernick and all of this other stuff, right? Colin Kaepernick, first of all, the question has been being asked is why did he get to be the one that vetted this Betsy Ross flag shoe? Well, he didn't really vet it. He just made a statement about it. And then Nike pulled the trigger on this. But they put, you know, they've got a lot of money invested in Colin. And you have to understand who they're playing to. Okay, Nike is very much like a group of politicians. They only know what's inside their bubble. So Colin Kaepernick plays to a demographic that believes that police officers shoot people that are black just because they can, for example. Even though police officers shoot more white people than they do anybody else in any given year. And that would happen no matter what happens. Because there's more white people in the United States. He would also tell you that Black Lives Matter is a real, solid, organization. Now, mind you, none of this has anything to do with sport. But they decided to use their sport as a means, while they're representing us, while they're out there, on a team that was funded in some way by somebody other than themselves. And they get to go and be world famous and all this other fun stuff. And while they're doing it, though, they want to trash the country that put him in place because of some preconceived notion that things are happening. I would really like for these people to go to a country where these things actually do happen. Being, you know, I'm Caucasian, so I'm a fascist. I seem to side with law enforcement most of the time. And I side with all law enforcement. I side with Asian law enforcement and black law enforcement and Hispanic law enforcement because these people are professionals. Most of them are as professional as the day is long. And they're going against criminals. They're not going against black people or white people or Hispanic people. If you commit a crime, well, okay, they're going to be there sooner or later. And in the meantime, we get to endure a contagion in sport, which was started sort of by Colin Kaepernick. And, you know, it's been festering for a long time. We got a bunch of millionaires out there talking about being oppressed. In the NBA, they've done away with the term team owner because they feel like that oppresses them. And even Stephen Miller, I think it was. I can't remember the sportscaster's name. He went insane over this. You can't own the controlling interest in a business? Because that's all a basketball team is a business. It's a crazy time to be American. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Here we go!
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let's go back to Virginia, back to Governor Blackface real quick. When he called the Republican-controlled Virginia legislature into special session, he wasn't really attempting to make changes to the state's gun laws that would have stopped the murderer who killed a dozen people in Virginia Beach in May. Despite any claim he may make to the contrary, he was simply playing gun control politics. He was crassly using the deaths of victims, of regular people, who just there doing their job and got murdered, to push the current national agenda of those who want to blame guns and law-abiding gun owners for the action of criminals and the mentally ill. And the Republicans called him on this obviously political ploy. With their one-vote majorities in the State House and the Senate, they cut the special session short. Republican lawmakers wisely referred to all of the gun control bills submitted to the special session to the bipartisan state crime commission. This will enable the proposals to be studied so lawmakers can actually craft legislation. It might actually save a life. By declining to vote on this long list of gun control proposals, the legislators reminded us of what is really preventing America from coming together in a bipartisan way on this issue. Americans are divided. And in some cases, it seems to work out into three wildly different gun cultures. First, there's the freedom-loving, law-abiding gun rights culture that upholds the responsible use of guns for hunting, sport, and self-defense. This includes anywhere, depending on who you're talking to, between 100 and 150 million adults who are gun owners in the United States today. Second, there's the criminal culture that thrives in spite or even because of government attempts at restricting our constitutional right to bear arms.
And then third, there's a part of the culture, including many members of the fake stream media, that is made up of people who have no experience with guns, but they fear guns out of ignorance. And that group is probably the most dangerous because they exhibit a complete unwillingness to even try to understand what's going on with American freedom. And this last group is actively blaming the gun rights segment of the American citizenry for the unlawful actions of the second part, the criminals and the mentally ill. And thus, depending on how you want to look at it, we have this culture war that we get to enjoy so well today, so much today. The most disturbing part of this issue is there are good solutions available. But the fake stream media has no interest in them as they require us to focus on the actual problem, which is the criminal element in our society and the mentally ill. The media are waging a political war instead. They want to win power for their preferred political party. They have little interest in doing anything honest, like reporting on gang violence and how we can make inner city communities safer. They have little interest in devoting more resources to helping us find and treat the small percentage of mentally ill people who might do violent things. To the mainstream media, doing any of that would require us to focus on what they view as marginalized communities, many of which have high minority populations. So it becomes more politically expedient for them to instead blame people who don't vote for Democrats for the most part, and who mostly live outside of inner-city communities where gang-related homicides are a serious problem. Same can be said for focusing on the relatively few members of American society who are violent due to serious mental health issues. Those people can be hard to find and diagnose. Once again, it's just easier and more politically advantageous for the media to simply blame gun ownership. Meanwhile, in the meantime, things that might have actually stopped the Virginia Beach murderer, at least before he killed a dozen people, would require us to, basically do away with the gun-free zone. Stop making it an issue where somebody can say, well, you know, I don't want guns in here because I want to feel safe. To stop something as random as a person who doesn't have a criminal yet record, yet suddenly and for unfathomable reasons decides to perform an evil act. People need their right to self-preservation. And, you know, the fact that you exist means that God intended you to have that right to self-preservation. It's built into you. And, this predates the Constitution. It predates the Bill of Rights, and the Second Amendment just codifies it in the Bill of Rights. Virginia's political disagreement on this issue demonstrates what is happening nationally. Will we continue to waste resources and media time and more as we allow the media to unfairly blame America's law-abiding gun owners for the actions of criminals and those dangerously mentally ill? First of all, a criminal is going to use a gun. No criminals are going to go out there and say, well, you know, I just picked this up at Academy Sports. They're going to use guns they obtained illegally, unless they just became a criminal. Unless 5 minutes before they became a criminal and did their first criminal act, they were, you know, an investment banker. Unless that happens. This is not the fault of average gun owners in America, and it's not the fault of their guns. Criminals and a small percentage of the mentally ill are the cause. We would do good to focus our resources on the actual problem. To look at something and say, we're going to take you, and for your own well-being and to your own safeguarding, we're going to take it to where you are no longer can defend yourselves. This is akin to catching an impala on the plains of Africa and sawing off his antlers or rack or horns or whatever you call that, and then saying, now you can defend, now you're good to go against the lions. We're going to take the one thing away from you that, that nature gave you to defend yourself with. Now all you got is your speed and your awareness. Good luck. Good luck with that. To do that, this is just, you know. And politicians know this. Politicians know that none of these proposals they have, none of these things they want to see, all of these bans and confiscation, all this other stuff, they know none of this is going to have anything at all to do with public safety. It's not going to enhance it. It's not going to make it better. They know this. So when they're out there doing this political theater, trying to score points or something, and when the media is out there blaming people for guns and all this other stuff, blaming guns for crime, and, you know, do we blame cars for speeding or drunk driving? So many different arguments out there about the inanimate object. But when you're out there and you're saying, well, guns are designed, well, yes, they are. They are designed to be something. They're designed to be weapons. And depending on who you're talking to, that can be good or bad. But they're designed to be weapons. They're designed to be dangerous. And in the right hands, they become a great tool of society. And when a politician gets out there and says, I'm not going to take care of you, you know I can't take care of you, but you can't have this. This is not a politician with your best interest at heart. This is a politician who intends to be in charge. This is a politician that wants complete and total control. And in order to get that, he's got to take away that veto that you have. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.